Welcome to the studio. Hi, Elaine E.C. Right, let's get this sorted out, because I keep saying it wrong tonight. Is it Elani, Elini?
It's Eleni.
Eleni, as in like Lenny. Eleni.
Yeah.
See, wow. So I've said it three times and wrong, and I thought, oh, you haven't corrected me, so it must be right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're a London singer-songwriter from North London, I take it?
I'm a singer. I don't write my songs. I have a writer who does that.
Okay, well, so that's posh, isn't it? What does the C stand for? Because everywhere I see it's a lot. We'll be talking about the new EP, Stardust, which I've got in my hand now. But it's just Eleni C. What's the C?
It's just the abbreviation of my surname, because I thought it would be too long to write my name and my surname.
What is it then? Is it a really long surname?
It is a really long surname.
Oh, you're not going to tell us?
I think I'll keep that secret.
Now this is where you get Google. I'll have to Google it now. So that'll be like a little competition for me. Now, you're not from, obviously. Is this the first time to Brentwood?
Yeah, it is. It is. I've been to Essex before, but not to Brentwood.
Essex, isn't it? obviously, we've got a lot of things going on in Brentwood, because we've got TOWIE and stuff. Do you watch any of that?
I don't. I've heard about it. I know Joey Essex, but I don't really watch the program.
He was in the jungle, wasn't he, Joey Essex?
Yeah.
He's got a shop right here in Brentwood.
So, really?
Yeah, they all wander around. You go into pubs, you find them just drinking in the pubs. Well, really strange. Right, let's get to the music, because how would you describe your musical genre?
I would say that my music is a mixture of pop and rock. My songs, I tend to sing songs that carry a message, like a meaning, because that's what I like to do. Like, I want each song to have a meaning, a message that I want to give out to my listeners, my fans. And I would say it's inspired by a lot of different artists, like Pink, Adele. I like the way Pink performs, and I like the songs that Adele sings.
Mm, two massive artists you picked there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that my music isn't similar to anyone. It's kind of a mixture of a lot.
And can I ask, how old are you? Because you're quite young, aren't you?
21.
So what made you jump into this music industry at such a young age? Because it's hard. It's a very hard industry nowadays, isn't it?
It is hard, but I guess when you have a passion for something, it being hard doesn't really stop you. I mean, I've been singing since I was really, really little, but I would say that I've done it professionally for about 3 years now. I mean, if we don't try to achieve our dreams, what are we going to do?
I just dream on being taller. I'm still little. I just pump the chair up to make me look higher. You know, the chair gets lower and lower. As I sit in it, during the show, you eventually just see like little my head on the desk. That's enough to pump the seat back up again.
I'm sure you're taller than me, though.
Now, you recently completed the recording of your sampler CD, which I got here, which original material written especially for you. Tell me a bit about this. It's called Eleni C, and it's called Stardust.
Yeah.
Tell me about this EP.
This EP contains five original songs which have been written for me, and each song has an individual message, and they all carry an underlying meaning of strength. Like Lies, for example, which is one of the ballads on the EP, it's about someone believing, like, how could I lie to myself? How can I allow myself to believe something that isn't true? And because that happens, I have to stand up and face it and find the strength to accept my mistake and move on.
Okay. Now, we're gonna put one on now. We're going to do the first track. Well, it's not the first track on the EP, but we're going to play Building Castles. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Building Castles is a song that's basically about how nowadays the youth, including myself, put too much emphasis.
And me, I'm youth. can't believe you left me out.
we put too much emphasis on materialistic stuff, and I feel that we don't value ourselves as people, you know, our characters, our personalities, and we use clothing, accessories, like materialistic items to kind of define who we are. And that's what this song is about.
Okay, let's have a listen. This is Building Castles. Building Castles. I love that track.
Thank you.
We were just speaking off air because it's like I've heard it before. Kind of, it's very catchy, isn't it? And you've got a beautiful tone to your voice and a great range as well.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
It was a fantastic song, and what a way to kick off the afternoon. Now, your singing endeavours, along with the songs commissioned for the debut album, began to receive recognition, and you achieved to be shortlisted for the MTV Brand New Unsigned for last year, 2013, along with a song, Building Castles, which you just listened to, written by Astaire.
Yep.
Is that said right?
Yes.
The winner of the Best Original Song and Music Award of the LGR. What's LGR stand for?
London Greek Radio.
Yeah. All-Star Music Awards. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Building Castles, we first started off entering that into the London Greek Radio competition. And then it won Best Original Song and Music. And then...
No surprise there, because it's a fantastic track.
And then after that, we entered it into the brand new for 2013 MTV Unsigned competition.
Yep.
We were fortunate enough to be shortlisted for that. And we were also shortlisted again this year for 2014 with the song Leap of Faith. Yeah.
Yeah. Done my research, I did. Yes, carry on.
And we, with the song Leap of Faith as well, we represented the UK in an international music festival, and we were fortunate enough to win both best song and best female vocals representing the UK.
Yo, fantastic. And that was such a good answer. You just answered five of my questions in one go.
Oh, sorry.
No, only joking. Now, yeah, so Leap of Faith, which is another track, we're going to be playing that soon as well, hopefully. This EP, most of these are on the EP. Is this complete now, this EP? Is this your final lineup? You got five tracks on here.
For that EP, that's the final lineup. But we've also got about another 20.
Oh wow!
I think 20 or 25 songs that we're going through at the moment.
So shortlist them for.
Yeah, we're deciding what songs to put onto the album.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to be in the recording studio in the next couple of weeks to start working on some new songs.
Oh, it's a great photo of you on the front as well, wasn't it? Because you've got your hair up here and you've got all your hair down as well. I've got my hair down as well. Do you notice? Eggshell blonde.
You've got more hair than me.
Now, where'd you get the name Stardust? Is that just, does it mean anything?
I mean, that's been, because I love stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of something I've always been fascinated with.
But are stars as in the sky or stars as in people?
Both, really. Mm. Both. Stars in the sky are pretty to look at, and stars as in people are good to admire and aspire to be like.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are pretty to look at. Oh, Rihanna's pretty to look at. Star. Right, let's get this second track on, because this is You Don't Know. Tell me a little bit about this one.
You Don't Know is about, you know, when you have that person that you like, that has kind of a little soft spot in your heart.
Ooh.
You're determined to make them yours. Like, this song is about you falling in love or kind of fancying someone, and you being determined to do whatever you can to make them yours.
So basically it's about a bloke you fancy.
Maybe.
I wonder if he's listening. Who knows? If you are listening, tweet me at DJ Tony Sat. Reveal yourself, that man. But of course, he can't, because he doesn't know it's him, does he? I just realised. Does he know? Does he know yet?
No.
No, there you are. So it could be anyone out there. So if you're listening, it could be you. It could be you. Right, let's get this track on. This is You Don't Know.
You don't know what I'm determined to do.
That's good, wasn't it? That was a fantastic tune.
Thank you.
You don't know. So basically, it's about a song of a chap you fancy, and he doesn't know. Now, you represented the UK. This is a fantastic little article, because you represented the UK in the International Cyprus Music Festival, which was in 2013. Mm-hmm. The song, Leap of Faith, which we're going to be playing soon, managed to secure two of the most coveted prizes for the UK, namely the best song, first prize Leap of Faith by songwriter Astia for the UK, as well as best female singer for us, the UK. Tell me more about this.
It was an international competition where people came from all over the world, and we were all shortlisted to represent our countries. So I was representing the UK, some others were one was representing Chile, Russia, so it was from all parts of the world.
It's kind of like a Eurovision Song Contest kind of thing, in a way, is it?
Yeah, small scale though, yeah, very small scale. And we had a finale show that we all had to perform at. We performed our original songs, which we'd entered, and mine was Leap of Faith. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough to win two prizes.
Oh, wow.
And with that came a recording deal to release Leap of Faith. Yeah.
And you're originally from Cyprus, we were talking about off air. Whereabouts is, because Cyprus is quite a small island, but I was talking about Limassol, off air about Limassol and other places I've been, well, two places, landed from one place and went to the other place, that was it. So is that how you got to the Cyprus Music Festival? Is that where it came in?
I mean, I'm Greek, but I'm born and raised in the UK.
Yeah.
I went on the internet.
I just found it. It just popped up at you. So
connection. Yeah.
Sounds really good. If you could work with someone, if you wanted to get together with another artist, could be anyone, dead or alive, I suppose. Probably easier to pick a one that's alive, because it sounds a lot better. Who would you go for?
Who would I go for? That's a difficult question.
No, that's what I didn't tell you before. Throw it out there.
Put me right on the spot.
I know you said you like Pink, so that would be one, wouldn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I admire Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's incredible. I love her voice, and I love the way she performs her music, and I love her music as well. If I could perform with someone, who would it be? I mean, it's really difficult to narrow it down, because I would love to perform with Christina Aguilera, because she's one of my idols. I would love to perform probably with her or Adele.
The only thing about Christine is I can never say a surname, Aguilera. Can't you just get an easy one, Christine Aggie?
Or make it Christina A.
Yeah, see? Yours is C, so we still don't know what that is, but I'm going to be working on that for finding out what that is. It's obviously a really long one. Yes, you could just go A. That'd be easy, wouldn't it? For me, anyway. Now, more recently, you participated in several local festivals. Palmer's Green Festival, which is quite a big festival. Ponder's End Festival. Albany Park Festival, not familiar with that. Lock to Lock Festival and the Swiss Cottage Community Festival, and loads. Refugee in Films Festival. Tell me about these.
These were done in the summer, and they were festivals within London, and it was a brilliant opportunity that was given to me to perform at these festivals. It was in local parks, and there was a lot of community people around, and it was brilliant. I had so much fun. I mean, performing my songs anyway is what I love doing. So to be given that kind of opportunity to do it in multiple local festivals was great.
Okay. Did you... Is it something that you're doing more of these? Do you like to go into the festivals, and is it like your favourite kind of gig?
I don't have a favourite kind of gig. For me, being able to sing anywhere is what I want to do. That's what I love doing. So to do it at festivals, to do it in a pub, to do it at an open mic, I don't mind. Being able to do it is what I love to do. So okay. Give me anywhere. I don't mind.
Okay, we're going to have a couple of adverts and then we'll be back. We'll be chatting to you and then we'll get that next song on. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
The CVS. A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Hi, you're Mikey here. I just thought I'd pop in and tell you about Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. I'm here from 3 until 6 every weekday afternoon. We do the travel news every quarter past and quarter to. We've got the What's On guide. We've got loads of stuff. Headlines, news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Porter, Phoenix FM, Drive Time. With St Francis Hospice, proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
Oh, look at that. He always jumps in on my show, he does. Drive Time here on Phoenix FM. Great show with Mike Porter. Welcome back. Now, we're talking to Eleni.
You can do it.
I can do it. Here on the show. And we was halfway through talking about Leap of Faith. Let's go back to that quickly because we're going to be playing it in a sec. Leap of Faith is... Tell us about the song.
Leap of Faith is... The meaning behind it, I would say, is like when you have a passion or a dream, you should always try your best to achieve it. You know, have that leap of faith, have that belief in yourself that if you try, you can achieve. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what this song is about. It's about having a belief in yourself, and that if you try, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Okay, here we go. Leap of Faith.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Big shout outs going to the following: Marco from Sports Bar, Murphy Sports Bar in Brentwood, Sabrina, also Kim, Akili, and also Will's Child. That's Amy Child's brother, who will be on the show on May the 25th. So watch out for that. Welcome back, Elani. That's going to be haunting me all day now, that will be. So that's another great track, that was another one of those ones where, you know, we were talking earlier on about It Sounds Like I've Heard That One Before.
Yeah.
That's a classic, because I think it's the recurrence of the words where, you know, so you can kind of join in even if you've only just heard the song. So it's a great track. Are you gigging at the moment?
Yeah, I am. I'm gigging wherever I can, really.
Where can people find you in the next coming months?
The next gig I have coming up is at Westfield, and it's going to be, I think it's on the 1st of June, but people can go to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
Which is Eleni C. Singer.
Yeah.
And I post there all the dates and times of my gigs.
Okay, and you're on Twitter as well.
Yep, so if you go to my Facebook page, I have a link to my Twitter, YouTube and SoundCloud.
Okay. Talking about YouTube, have you done many videos for these tracks? Is there material on there?
I've got two of my tracks on there with a music video. That's Building Castles and Leap of Faith. Mm-hmm. And I've also got three acoustic covers. And I did one last week, a cover of Sam Smith's song.
Mm-hmm. Which one? The new one, Money on My Mind?
No.
La La La?
No.
Please tell me more.
Stay With Me.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's a great track.
I heard that song and I really loved it, so I thought, let me cover it. So I did, and I put the video up last week on Sunday.
Ah, great, great. And it's a great tool to have nowadays, because you can link your SoundClouds and all your different accounts up, and people can wander around, and you can build up a load of followers.
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to link everything together, because when one person goes to one website, they could get the links to the other websites as well.
The Westfield, quite a few of my guests have been singing at Westfield. It's the shopping centre in Stratford, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where does that take place? Is that actually in the shopping centre?
Yeah, it's actually in the shopping centre.
Yeah, I know, because Rajiv has done a couple. There's a few of my guests actually, last couple of weeks ago, we had a young lady from The Voice, Marie Closier, who got through to one of the heats in The Voice, and she sang there as well. So it's a popular music venue now.
Yeah, it is. It's really a nice venue, and I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, do you try and get people to film those as well?
Yeah, I do. I tried to get some films done of it, because I like looking back at my performances to kind of see the mistakes that I made, to see where I can improve.
What's the most embarrassing things happened to you on stage then? Have you ever anything embarrassing happen?
Forgetting the lyrics.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's happened. Yeah, that's happened to me before. But thank God it wasn't a show in front of too many people, so the embarrassment wasn't that massive.
Can you catch up, or do you have to give up? Can you kind of catch up on the chorus? And
no, I had to, this one I just had to give up. I had to, because I got a complete mind blank.
Can't just go da 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 lies da 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 more lies. You can't really do that, can you?
No.
I'm just singing your song, from which is next. I just don't even know how it goes, but if it goes like that, that'd be coincidence, wouldn't it? Da 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 lies. Quit while I'm ahead. Now let's talk about the actual lyrics and the songwriting, because you get these songs written for you.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that. How does that work?
Basically, my songwriter and I, we got together, we started writing songs about 3 years ago. I went to her and I was like, can you write me some songs? And she was like, okay, I can try. And then from there, she's ended up writing everything for me. And I love all my songs. I love all my songs. And I feel that the way that they're written is perfect for me. And it allows me to kind of utilize my voice to the best of my ability.
So you sit down. I take it you're together when you do it. You sit down and you Do you do the lyrics? Do you know? Do you go through the lyrics together? Do you think, oh, I want to say this bit, and or do you put the melody? Is there a melody to go to first?
No, actually, I don't sit down. I don't sit down and do it because my songwriter, she knows me so well. She knows me so well. She knows what I like and everything. And she,
this is Astaire,
yeah. And she sometimes, how she writes her songs is that she either gets. She normally gets like a line in her head, and normally this line will be either a part of the chorus or the title of the song, and from that she builds a melody, and then with that melody she writes the lyrics.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and you've got who puts the production together? Because obviously on here you've got produced by Vibrant Music.
Yeah.
Here we go. Stevie Van Lang, and Wicked Music, mixed by Alan Bradshaw.
Yeah.
So quite a lot's gone into it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are behind that sampler. I've got a really good team behind me, that does a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen to this one. This is Lies. Tell us quickly about Lies before we put it on.
Lies is about someone realizing that they've made a mistake and they've lied to themselves. And the song is about the person realizing that, yes, I've done a mistake. Yes, I have to accept it. And I have to move on.
Oh, that's like a song for me. Did you must have written it especially for me? Must have known you was coming in. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to
was so good I had to wait till that very last bit. Eleni C. Lies. Lovely track.
Thank you.
I like the piano bit as well. That was it was a slower track than some of the others.
Yeah, yeah.
But a beautiful ballad either way. Now, lots of my guests who come on the show, I'm going to talk reality TV quickly, because at the moment we've got, of course, Britain Got Talent is on TV, so it's on your Saturday's TV schedule. A few of them have dabbled in it. I know you've gone to a few competitions we talked about earlier on. You've got your X Factors and your Britain's Got Talent, etc., etc. Is that something you'd look at if you got the invite, the phone call came in? Because your manager's here, obviously. We haven't mentioned her, have we? What should we give her a shout out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you hear her in the background? What was her name?
That's the secret.
Well, your auntie, anyway. Who's your manager?
Yeah.
She's been very good over there, hasn't she? Now, is that something that she would push it to? Would you look at something like that, Britain's Got Talent, or is that something you would do?
Not necessarily at the moment, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, when you go to
I can pop over. Let's talk into that one. Let's have a look, see if we can get... It's not exclusive, isn't it? Let's go on that one. There you go. Try that. Yeah, there you go.
When you go to a program like that, they try to change it to fit certain style, and I want to learn to have her own style.
Mm.
And at the same time, because they have their expectations from you as an artist, if you do not succeed, they are quick to drop you.
Yes, they are.
You know, there is a plethora of other artists that went beyond, you know, a year with X Factor, and now they're nowhere.
They're nowhere. Absolutely. So, I think you're probably right. It can have that effect going on those type of programs, can't it?
Yeah.
And you're relatively just, you're just starting off. So, what's the goal for this year? What's the goal for 2014 for you?
Ultimately, the goal is to make music my career. But I haven't got like an expectation for 2014. I just have an expectation of just moving further from the position that I'm at now, continue to achieve and continue to do my gigs, and hopefully we'll be able to make it my career.
Okay. Where can people get hold of the music? You can get it from the it's on your website, which is, again...
It is facebook.com/ElleniCSinger.
Okay, and then you can get all the links to the Twitter accounts, etc., etc. And can people get these for the physical edition? Is that something you're going to be working on, actually being able to give out CDs?
We're working on that at the moment. They're not available yet, but hopefully in the future they will be. But I'll keep everyone posted through Facebook.
Okay. Lastly, Eleni, if you could, just for fun, if you could go on a dinner date with anyone, anyone in the whole wide world, who would you pick? And you could say your mystery man, but you'd have to reveal him. So he'll have to take a back seat on this one.
Who would it be?
Just a chill out, not romantically, but just just some beer. What artist do you think? Oh, I'd really like to, pick her brains for a load of information. Brings you back to Pink, I suppose.
Pink, yeah. I think, for me, if we're talking about a dinner date to have fun,
mm-hmm.
then I would probably say Pink. Yeah, mm. Pink.
It could be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she seems like a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, I think I'd like Beyonce. Well, I suppose her half the nation would as well. Beyonce or Rihanna or something like that. But, or Michael Jackson. That would probably be
Oh, wow. Well. Yeah, that would be a good one.
You know, although he'd probably be really fussy-eaty, wouldn't he? Would have been,
I don't think so.
Just walk straight to McDonald's and just have a nice Big Mac. Other burgers are available, by the way. Right, we're going to end on a track. We're going to switch to a CD track now, because this is one we spotted on your EP, which is called Antidote. We're going to end with that. Well, tell us quickly about that track.
Antidote is about when you really fancy someone, when you really fancy
another
someone.
Another one.
Yeah. We all have to. Come on. And it's when you really fancy someone, and to get over them, you just need an antidote. You need an antidote to get them out of your head.
Yes.
To get them out of your head, out of your brain.
Okay, well, let's give it a play. This is it.
I found the papers in the car.
With Antidotes, Eleni C. Well, thanks for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in. And you'll have to stay in touch and let us know how you're getting on, and possibly pop back when you've got a bit more material, and we'll possibly do some live stuff next time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
And it would be great to hear you live in the studio.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. I'm going to pop a bit on a bit of Disclosure now. Do you like Disclosure?
Yes.
It's a track called, this is a track for you, actually. Look, a track called Voices, because you had such a good voice.
Thank you.